This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for March 2015. How does playing classical and Baroque music deter crime? Enza Ferreri, an Italian journalist based in London, wrote in her July 2014 blog, Why Criminals Are Afraid of Classical Music, that 7-Eleven stores in Canada, companies such as McDonald's, shopping malls, transport authorities, and co-ops around the world are playing classical music to drive away teenagers who are loitering outside their stores. Jessica Duchin, in her article, Mind the Bach, Classical Music on the Underground, said that when TFL did a survey of 700 commuters, they overwhelmingly agreed that hearing classical music made them feel happy, less stressed, and relaxed. Ms. Duchin also said in London, classical music has been a part of Vauxhall Station's way of life for some time now to reduce crime and antisocial behavior by piping such music through stations has been so effective that it has been extended to locations across the network. When I was teaching in summer intervention program in Virginia for students in middle school and high school, I asked each class of 80 students the following question. How does listening to rap music make you feel? A teacher in the classes stood up and said, tell her the truth. When the students in the class said, rap music makes me angry. Why does rap and hip-hop music affect young people this way? Because of the relentless beat and offending lyrics of rap and hip-hop music, these young people become angry and no longer think clearly. This is when they get into trouble. Harry Smith reported on Friday, January 18, 2008, on the CBS The Early Show, the first documented evidence of a young woman, Stacy Gale, 25, from Alberta, Canada, having had as many as 10 grand mal seizures a day, triggered by listening to rap music. Dr. Lewis B. Cady, a psychiatrist and former concert pianist, states, heavy metal rock music, the even more potent acid rock, and gangster rap have insidious and devastating effect on the minds of young people. Most people don't realize that youngsters' brains are growing and developing until they are at least 21 years old. Contrast this to classical and Baroque music, which relaxes its listeners, calms them down, helps them to think clearly by organizing and exercising their brains with complex mathematical rhythm. Dr. Oliver Sacks, professor of clinical neurology at Albert Einstein College of Medicine, author of Awakenings, says classical music is the profoundest non-chemical medication for his patients, and music has the power to organize the brain. Dr. Mike Lois of Saga Health News says, in order to activate both sides of the brain, music needs to be complex, so pop music and anything with a heavy beat doesn't work. In hospitals across the United States, classical music is being played for patients to relieve stress and worry, helping them to heal faster. In a hospital in Raleigh, North Carolina, harpist Anita Burroughs Price plays soothing classical music for Kelly during her long chemotherapy session. Kelly said, when we finished the chemo, she had played harp for me, and I didn't remember one bit of the session because the music was so gorgeous and overpowering and soothing. I focused on the music. It has been found that children who take up a musical instrument learn discipline, cooperation, teamwork, motivation, concentration, and self-esteem. Recent medical evidence shows that when you play a musical instrument, all four lobes of the brain and the cerebellum are being stimulated. By playing a musical instrument, the brain cells are strengthened and form new connections. Classical and Baroque music has the power to organize and exercise the brain because of its complex, rhythmic, complex mathematical structure. This music calms you down, clears your thinking while listening to it in the background, while you're working on your homework to help you relax after a hard day of work, or while doing exercises. So inspire, encourage, and motivate your students by putting Mozart symphonies and Baroque music on in the background of your classroom to improve your students' concentration and discipline.